Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning, this Friday morning? Hey, let's just jump right into our daily ritual. What was that thing yesterday that impressed you? That you stepped up, even with all your high standards, you expect so much, you're so productive. But yesterday, there was that one thing. It didn't have to be something huge, gigantic. What was that one thing that impressed even you? Did you take stock in that? Do I even need to at this point in time after listening to this Morning Connection podcast every day? Do you even have to stop and think about it right now? Or did you know it at the end of your day or right after you accomplished that thing? Did you know, hey, this is the thing that even impresses me? When that starts happening, then you know this mental conditioning, this emotional conditioning that we're developing in our Morning Connection podcast, and it's really working. And then how about that cool moment, that moment in time yesterday where you said, wow, life is good. This is cool. Something just impressed you. It moved you. You took stock. You noticed something, and you said, wow, this is cool. And did you know it at the time? Again, when you can notice the things that you're doing well and you're stretching yourself and you impress yourself, you're building that confidence and you know it at the time. And when you're going through life day to day, the grind, the puzzle, the challenge, right? The game, the jigsaw puzzle, the combination lock. But you take the time and say, wow, this is a cool moment, right? That's when you know you're winning this game. That's when you know, again, this mental conditioning that we're, you and I are doing every single morning, our morning ritual. You know it's working. So it's the end of the week. How was your week? Was it a productive week? Hey, before I get into this podcast, hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for sharing, liking, retweeting, spreading the word, helping this podcast grow organically. It's awesome. It's really driving me. I love the fact that we connect in this manner, you and I. We're building this trust. You're building trust in yourself because you know the value of spending this time focusing on you and your thoughts and where you're going, evaluating every single day if you're truly going for what you really want in life. I mean, what you really want. You're not settling. And you're constantly evaluating if you're doing the things that you need to do. It's the highest and best use of your time. You're thinking in a manner and actually taking action to get to where you really want. And you took the time to really think about that. This is your investment of time. And you know how beneficial it is. You know when you're listening to this, how inspired you get, how good you feel. You know that this is a good thing for you. This is, if there's anything that you've done over the last 61 days, listening to this Morning Connection podcast is just the best investment of your time when it comes to you, your thoughts, and what you need to do to be happy and fulfilled and accomplished. And then when you put the headphones down, when you go to a different website or get to something else on iTunes. By the way, if you're on iTunes, hey, leave a comment. Rate this podcast 5 stars while you're here, right? So then the world, you got to get back in the whole hustle, the whole game, right? Everybody's working hard for your attention. You got to get to actually get to work, but you took this time for yourself. So every single day that you do that, you're building trust in yourself that you're doing the things that you promised yourself. You're doing the things that you know you should do. That's building trust in yourself. That's building confidence in yourself. Because we know we all have this game, this mountain to climb, right? Our path to success, reaching that destination, if we ever truly ever get there, you know, that whole process, it's a series of steps, right? Steps every single day, big ones, little ones, everything in between. And this is one thing that you did, right, that you promised yourself. You know it's part of the formula towards your success, and you did it. You did it again. So congratulations right there. But you need to take notice of that. Every single day that you listen to this podcast, you're developing trust in yourself. And another unintended great benefit that I believe that both you and I are getting out of this Morning Connection podcast is what I believe. Now, if this doesn't apply to you, it may be interesting. It may help you understand people who are challenged in other ways that you can't really get them. And it's my belief a lot of us who are in this bodybuilding fitness, this training that go for the structure, you know, somewhere along the line, trust in other people, trust that people come through was somehow broken in some way. Maybe not in some huge, gigantic way, but in some way that we don't depend on other people. We may intellectually know that to get to where we really want, we're going to need to incorporate the help of other people. It would definitely make things a lot easier. And there's a skill set involved, but to develop the skill set to get other people to help us along the journey by creating a win-win situation, not just take, but, you know, provide that value to them. But I really don't know if providing value to other people is a challenge for, you know, people like us. But getting other people to want to enthusiastically want to help us while we help them, that's a skill set. That's a mindset. Starts with that mindset, and there's a whole bunch of strategies. I really teach a lot of those in my Man Formation course. So yeah, if you know that you need to work on those strategies, you develop the courage and confidence, the awareness that, hey, I need to get other people involved. Now, how do I get on this path to learn the skill set? Well, check out my Man Formation course. Right? But to develop that skill set, just like in the gym, you know, you didn't just go in the gym the first day and you knew how to do everything perfectly, correctly. You had to go on this journey, this path of awareness and learn strategies and do some research. Maybe, you know, you read some of my articles online or maybe even invested in Results University. All right. It didn't just happen overnight. You just knew you had to do it. You sold yourself on it and you went to work day by day. You took massive action, small action, but you were consistent with it. Developing people skills is the same exact thing. You don't just say, hey, I want people to help me, and then you know how to do it. And some people have been sold on the idea how important that is a long time ago, and they have years and years of looking through. They have years of experience looking for the distinctions and the strategies and the nuances to get other people on their team. Those of us who may have had some challenges putting our full trust in other people, you know, we haven't. We've been just looking inward to how we become the very best that we can be to get what we want in life. All right, so we need to open up our minds. And listening to this podcast every single day, when you can click the icon that says Morning Connection, Skip's podcast that he said he was going to deliver on every single day, why he wants to do that, why is he putting so much effort in that? I guess that's a whole nother story, right? Right? And it's there. You want to invest this time. You commit it to yourself. You follow through. And you can click the link and boom, it's always there. Right? That you can put your trust in someone else, being me. And so in this world where you might think that people don't come through, just knowing every single day I come through, it's just one little bit of proof that maybe people do come through. People do what they say, right? So you're developing trust in you, and by listening to this podcast and it's there for you, you're developing more trust in other people. All right, so one of those really unintended benefits. So every single day you follow through, you're becoming a better person just by the mere act of going through this daily discipline, this ritual every single day. And if I say something brilliant or something that really causes you to think and take action to improve the quality of your life, that's just an extra bonus. That's just an extra bonus. It's interesting. You know, and another, it's like going to the gym sometimes when you don't want to go, but you know it's good for you. And you may be kicking and dragging and you really don't want to go. And then you finally get there. And even if you don't have the greatest workout in the world, you weren't as focused, as determined. Now, you shouldn't settle for that, but that was far, far better than not going to the gym. And it creates this momentum going forward. Next day, you know, you're not challenged with going to the gym because you know when you don't feel like it, how it's going to feel on the other side. So now let's just make sure when we're there, we kick it up to the higher level. Keeping that momentum going. There's a lot of things going on happening with this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line. Hey, who's the guy that's helping you feel good and really evaluate your life? We're spending 30 minutes or so every single day. Two like-minded, passionate people who want more than just a great body. We want a great quality of life. We're hanging out together this way. Why not support the guy who's going on this journey with you? You got to buy your supplements somewhere. Why buy them from the ABC company? Who are they? Do you even know who makes them? Who are the people? Every company is made up of people, right? The decision makers. This is just not a fancy red bottle or a blue bottle with all their big promises. There's a person behind that company. And I guess my question would be, you don't know who those people are. They're just flesh and blood, just like me. You get to know me. Why not invest in Mass Machine Nutrition? At least give it a shot. When you taste, when you feel, when you see the quality in the products, hey, then that's all I have to say. I'm going to have a customer for life, and I realize that. So thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So here we are at the end of the week. You know, what happened this week? Was this week productive for you? Do you take inventory? You know, I was thinking back, what did you and I do this week? If you're in, you know, my circles, we're growing both inside and outside of the gym. I kind of just did a quick scan. So every single day we had our Morning Connection podcast. If you're on my mailing list, my email newsletter mailing list, I sent out my thoughts on IIFYM, if it fits your macros. I gave you a bigger picture, a bigger way to look at it than just the debate that's going on the internet between the clean eaters and the if it fits your macros, the flexible dieting. So I gave you my perspective that on that on an email. If you're not on my newsletter, go to skiplacour.com, go to the blog section, and then look on the left-hand side. You'll see where you can sign up for that newsletter. That's one of the ways to get on this newsletter. So you may have read that, and then I back that up. What I like to do, and you're going to see this in a lot of my articles in the future, is that I'll take the time and write out, you know, my thoughts and a logical pattern. That takes some time to do that. I just want you to know I don't just spit out those articles, you know, how I structure them. You remember back in class, right? You had to put those papers together. You had to follow a logical pattern. So I write out the articles, and then I backed up the if it fits your macros, my whole thoughts on that with a podcast that I do every single Wednesday for the message board, the Skip LaCour Mass Machine Bodybuilding Training Nutrition Motivation Lifestyle thread on the bodybuilding.com forum. You can get that link from skiplacour.com. Go to the podcast, and it's usually a link on any one of the podcasts. All right, so on that thread, I talked more. Right, and so the strategy that you'll see me in the future, because I realize some people like to read, some people like to listen, like in this podcast format, and then some people like to watch. And so you're going to see more YouTube videos from me here in the next few months. And so I'll write the article, and then the podcast or the video will augment but not repeat what was said in the article, right? So it's appealing to all the different modalities that you might have, those who read, those who listen, those who are more visual, right? Just another way, you know, I'm always looking for ways to be a more effective and efficient coach for you. I realize everybody learns in different ways. So there was the Wednesday podcast where I talked more about flexible dieting, IIFYM, if it fits in your macros, and clean eating. That was on Wednesday. And then if you were, you know, on my mailing list, I sent you an added bonus to my Results University. That's my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, where, you know, my 26 videos, 23 hours of audio with the workbooks. And then I even added my Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategies 11-hour seminar and all the workbooks and videos and ebooks that go with that. I mean, this is like the total comprehensive package for you to become the total package, both inside and outside of the gym. I can't talk about Results University enough. As you can tell, I'm extremely proud of it because I know that you're fishing around for the internet, on the internet, looking for information. Boom, it's all in one spot. This week, what I did is I added a podcasted lesson, and it's more in this more casual, less formal format, where I am more direct and to the point, like I do with my one-on-one coaching clients that I do every Friday, like today, and every Sunday, where, you know, I cut through all the BS. I have a captive audience. They've already been sold on what I can do for them. They've already stepped up. They've already put some skin in the game. They block out time. So I'm not so politically correct, I guess. I could just cut through all that because I don't need to constantly develop the rapport. It's already built, right? So it's boom. I just give my message to them. I just go right to what I feel they need to do, what they may be falling short. Don't worry about being so nice because they just want me to be effective more than nice. Well, for those of you who invest in Results University every single week, every Sunday, there's going to be a half hour podcast where I just talk like that to you, right? So in addition to the 26 hours of video, in addition to the 23 hours of audio, and then the Manformation program, you get that on top of every single week, and it's going to be little by little, step by step. We put it all together with a 20-minute session on bodybuilding and training and how it relates, how we go through the whole program. I'm going to go through the whole program with you, not just dump you out with all this information. And then 10 minutes about Manformation, how to live that life, become the man you want to be. You know, we'll talk about, you know, observations that I see in life and how that relates to you in relationship to becoming the man you want to be. That's for 10 minutes. So 20 minutes bodybuilding training, 10 minutes Manformation leadership skills. That's, again, just another added bonus to take what you're doing to even a higher level of understanding. And most importantly, execution. That's what's most important, execution. So that, and you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, because I posted that first audio session, that podcasted lesson, that raw, uncut, uncensored, that 30 minutes, actually it's 40 minutes, you can check that out. And those are for, that gives you an idea, in addition to everything else, that those who step up, put some skin in the game, who are really committed, and they show that so I can go through that, not so politically correct, get right to the point, all right? That was another thing that we were able to accomplish this week. So that's if you're in my circles. It's been a productive week, right? Let's talk about a review of these Morning Connection podcasts. So we talked about earlier in the week, we talked about balance in life and what does that mean to you, and are you pushing yourself to be balanced in every single area of your life, and is that being fair to you? We talked about building trust. I mentioned this before, you're building a new neurological pathway, a new way of thinking. Every time you listen to this podcast and then you want to click the link because you're in this pattern, I listen to the morning podcast, I do it at this time, I download it. Boy, skip through, came through again. So you came through for yourself, I came through for you. Boom, 61 days in a row, 122 days in a row. It's building a new you because it's so important to build that trust in yourself and other people if you're going to get the things in life that you really want. We talked about when you focus on the negative, negative people, negative things, the inconsistency in life, how people are stupid, right? The bad in people. Not that it's not there, but even if you're accurate, there's so many things to focus on. Even if you're accurate with your constant focus on that, you're paying a price. And is that price worth it? If you remember, I talked about comedians. They are funny because they look for all those inconsistencies. They see what's funny about life. Many of them are very sarcastic. They talk about how the stupid things that people do, isn't that funny? Things that we can all relate to. Oh, yeah, I never noticed that. Yeah, what a dork. What an idiot. Yeah, geez, these politicians are this or that. You know, it's like, it's not what's great about the world and funny. It's about the stupid things where people fall, they trip up, they're stupid, they're not what they say. That's what usually makes up the bulk of their comedy. And all that, that's funny to us because we're not thinking about that all the time. And they bring it to our attention. Something so obvious makes us laugh, right? Especially if it has nothing to do with us and we're not like that, we can laugh even harder. Right, but they go through a process. They're paying a price because they can't just turn it off. They see that in their wife, in their kids, and everybody that they have to work with. They check into a hotel. They see the incompetence, you know, in the person checking them in. They can't turn it off, and many of them, you know, really have a hard time being happy in life. Because that's all they focus on. That's a tremendous price to pay in your overall quality of life just to be a great comedian, no matter how much money you make. But there is a price to pay. So, you know, my point is, as you're noticing all the stupid people and the haters and, you know, how untrustworthy people are, and you constantly have opened your mind to that, what price are you paying? Is that really worth it? We talked about relationship building. We also talked about, you know, how that, are you really the person who comes through like you say you are? If you're one of a person who thinks that people don't come through for you at the level that you want, I just, you know, threw in some thoughts as if you've always surrounded yourself with people like that, right? And you know you're better than the people who usually surround yourself with. They let you down, but you feel you make sure you're always better than that, that you're not the same as those people who let you down, right? You know, I'm going to push you just a step further, is that even though you may be better than your opinion that everybody in your life lets you down and you're better than that, is that your level of coming through, is it really high enough to hang with the people who are really making things happen? Really movers and shakers and people who really come through, all right? What I mean by that is, you know, let's just say that you have this belief that from your parents to the people around you to work, people let you down, right? You have that belief. Really think you should question that if that is true. You got to make sure that's true if you want to, you know, adopt that belief and start seeing the world that way. But let's just say that's true. And you just stop counting on people, right? Because in your mind, I'm just throwing out this number. In your mind, people come through at a 30% rate. Okay, I just threw out that number, right? I know this isn't something you constantly take statistics for, right? And so, you know, going, it's like, hey, there's a 30% chance of rain, right? That's what it says on the weather report. Well, that's going to, you're going to take risk, or how you go about your life. Are you going to put that rain jacket on? Are you going to take your chance? You know, if you believe that there's a 30% chance of rain, you know, how you go outside, how you protect yourself, what you wear, all right? How much time you give yourself, right, to get on the road because it's going to be slippery. Maybe it's the first rain of the season or whatever. There's going to be a big difference if the weather report says there's a 30% chance of rain, then a 95% chance of rain, right? Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, in your mind, if you think that generally people come through 30% of the time, you know, how you plan your day, how you plan interacting with other people, it's going to make a big effect, just like what you would wear if there's a 30% chance of rain versus a 95% chance of rain. right? So the question that I pose to you is, maybe you are better than all those people that you believe they only come through at a 30% rate. Maybe you're significantly better. Maybe you're twice as committed to following through and being a person of your word than those people that you hang around. All right, twice as good. So let's just say you're 60% better. I know that mathematically percentages don't work out that way. So I just want you to know I understand that. But let's just say you come through at a 60% ratio. It's twice as good as everyone around you or your perception of how people come through the way around you. So my question is, you want to be the big dog, right? You want to hang around only the quality people in your life, right? You want to get rid of the toxic people, those people who don't come through, those people who aren't trustworthy, right? So my question to you is, are you coming through for other people at a 60% ratio? And you think that's good enough? It may be good enough compared to your circles, but if you really want to become the person you want to be, man, 60%, I'm not going to let you hang around me at 60%, right? That's not good enough to be in my circles, right? I don't think people think about that because their standards have been set so low from their experiences or their perceived experience that they're really not coming through at the level they think they are. And then the pattern continues. More and more people let them down. They leave their life or whatever. And they think that it's not them. Well, maybe you. And it's just maybe happening way you don't quite understand. And let me just tell you something, all right? When I am talking to you in these Morning Connection podcasts, I've got a lot of great emails, a lot of great feedback, a lot of stuff for you to think about. Trust me. I'm not sitting over here like I got everything down. I've had everything down from just a small child, and I was just this brilliant child who had this stuff together. You know, the reason why I'm speaking my truth, my experiences in this transparent manner is because I put a lot of work in overcoming a lot of things that I'm talking about. How can I be so interested? How can I be so determined? How can I create so many distinctions if I've, always had this clear path and I've never been challenged by this? So, just want you to know that. I put a lot of work and a lot of time in making these observations and being tough on myself, but more than that, just working, on everything that it takes to change that way of thinking, because I'm just like you. I'm just so determined on creating higher quality of life. And, time went by in my life. And, some successes here, some successes here, but not at the level that I want. And to tell you the truth, it's like, man, I think that I'm finally getting everything together over the last few years. And I want you to have this feeling of real growth, of real awareness, that I'm developing at my ripe old age. I want you to get it at 22, 25, 32. It doesn't matter if you're younger or older. I want you to start on that path today. And so if there's anything that I can say that can help you in that journey, man, I'll be happy to do that. And then we talked about Warren Buffett's key to success. And this kind of ties in to what I was just talking about. And I saw on our a mass machining, Ms. Jules, who follows these podcasts, she's on the bodybuilding.com message board, and she talked about on our online journal about how this had her emotionally shaken up hearing that Warren Buffett says that the key to success in life is getting unconditional love from both parents. And, I didn't talk to her about all this, but I got the impression, I could be wrong, that, oh my God, I didn't have that, so what's in store for me in the future, right? Boy, that's the last thing that I want to, that's the way it is, your fate is sealed for life. My purpose for talking about that and how, those type of situations help me is that, again, like when you're going for life, you want the best things. You're great in this one area, people love you here, you're great, but you can't put it all together. to feel like you're getting on that path to having that true fulfillment, that true happiness. And I'm telling you this, it's not a strategy for most of us. It's just the way we think. And it may be the way we've been thinking for a long time, maybe ever since we were a little kid, and we never really aware that it may be a challenge. Maybe we just have always focused on how this is serving us, how this is helping us, even if it's only helping us in the short run, and at the same time compromising our long-term happiness. But you know, it's a lot of thinking to go on, right? You know, it's almost like you have to live two lives, or you have to constantly assess. We have to spend this half an hour every single day to even kind of think about these things. My purpose is that, you know, hearing that thing, and I shared my experiences in yesterday's podcast, that it makes me check myself, that I don't assume that my way of thinking is right. I know what my deficiencies are or what my possible deficiencies are. See, I would think that that message, if that applies to you, should be totally empowering. That, hey, wait a second. God, I got this. I'm a good person. I've got a good heart. I work hard. Things aren't happening the way I want. You know, one slight distinction, one little bit of awareness that, hey, you know, maybe I need to do things differently. Maybe I'm very strong in these areas, but maybe I have this deficiency in my way of thinking or doing in this one area. Now I know what they are. I can pay closer attention to it. I'll tell you this, guys, there's so many things from my conditioning growing up, and it's going through this process and this awareness that I really check myself. I think I talked about one is that someone I do business with, and I kind of said something and didn't mean much to me, but I could see that they saw it as a little bit, hey, come on, don't I always come through for you? And I immediately knew my way of thinking, even though in my mind, I wasn't questioning their ability to come through, but the way it was phrased, it was on me, not on them. And then secondly, I didn't blow it off because I realized if I'm a person who comes across like I'm not trusting, I'm damaging the relationship with that person. Whether I realize that or not, it's happening. I just now have awareness of when you constantly question somebody's intent, their ability to come through, their dedication, whether you do it overtly or in subtle ways that maybe you're not aware of in your body language or in the tone of your voice, that's not relationship building, that's relationship damaging. So knowing what my strengths and what my weaknesses are, I can stop myself right at the time, right after it comes out of my mouth or right after I see that reaction, because I know it's a weakness in me that I've got to watch all the time. And so, like I told you, I said, not only did I reaffirm my faith and trust in this person, which I really do. That's not something I have to pretend. I also took it one step further, and they said, hey, I'm not like that other manufacturer that you have, right? I even took it one step further, and I showed my faith in that other manufacturer too, because I don't want him to, first of all, I don't believe that about him, but I also don't believe that about the other a person that I do business with either. And I don't want him to have the impression that I don't trust or I think everybody's going to mess up and I'm always watching them and questioning them. See, that's on me. Those could be, and I can easily look back over my life from intimate relationships to friendships to business, going back years because I wasn't aware of this way of thinking, that I didn't check myself. And they were relationship damaging type of thinking that I wasn't aware of. I'm trying to just pass that this stuff along to you, right? So that's when I'm dealing with other people. But, you know, it's kind of like with this Morning Connection podcast, how I said, you know, you come through for yourself. That's the battle, you versus you. You clicking this link and the podcast is there, that develops in some small way trust in other people, right? Well, you also need to check yourself. I've shared with you now, I talk so much, I've got so many podcasts, so somewhere along the line, I talk about how, and I don't know, I'll have my Kindle, and I'll go to the gym, and I don't know where I left it sometimes. Did I leave it in the gym? Did I leave it in my car? Did I leave it in my locker or whatever? And maybe you can relate to this. And I don't see it wherever I think it is. But the first thing that comes to my mind is, who broke into my car and took my Kindle? It's because those type of thoughts are kind of ingrained in my mind, and maybe you can relate to what I'm saying, right? Who messed this up? Who took this, or who whatever, right? That's the first thought that comes through my mind. I'm not saying that someone's never took my stuff or whatever. I can't even think of anything, but I'm sure that I was right when I assumed something negative happened that involved other people, right? I am sure somewhere in my life I have been correct when I assumed the worst. But I am just telling you, it's at least 99 times out of 100, whatever I initially thought, the bad thing didn't happen, right? Hey, I want you to send me an email. Is this just me, or can you relate to what I'm saying? I know I ask for feedback. Send me an email, how this is affecting you. I want to know how common that way of thinking is. Or is this just my challenge? Or do you have this, or maybe you don't know it yet, or whatever. If you kind of think about this 3 weeks from now and you think, wow, that's my situation, I want you to tell me. All right? So every single time, like in the past, my Kindle wasn't in my car and the first thought was, hey, I know I left it there. Hey, did someone get my car and take it? Right? Like in the old days, I might have just said, oh, good. Whew, no, it's here. Oh, yeah, that's right. I left it at home or whatever. Right? And I didn't check myself. I didn't say, Skip, why are you thinking that? That's 10 times over the last month you thought something like that, and you're wrong every single time. When are you going to stop assuming the worst? I would never do that in the past, right? And that's just one more thing, looking for the negative, looking for people to break my trust, looking for things that don't work out. And it was just reinforced because I didn't slap myself on the side of the head and say, quit thinking that way. Why do you always think that way and you're always wrong? See, now, because going through this process and understanding myself and understanding my strengths and my weaknesses in life, I stop myself right then and there, if that ever happens. And little by little by little, I don't think those things as much anymore. But it did take work, but it starts with this awareness, all right? So I just want to know, can you relate to what I'm saying? Do you see yourself looking for the worst, for people letting down, assuming that, and then that what you believe that bad thing happening doesn't happen, but you don't check yourself. You just kind of, all right, well, whatever. This time they got away with it. This time something bad didn't happen. And then, 5 minutes later or 5 days later, you're doing the same thing. Or are you catching yourself saying, no, this is me. This is on me. These are these thoughts that I need to change. And it's just not with other people. It's with you. It's that trust in other people, but it's also trust in you. All right? Send me an email. I want to know that. All right. So, hey, have a great Friday. Have a great day. We will connect again tomorrow.